The bus stop between Czech folk singers Jaromír Nohavica and Jaroslav Hudka has just become even more bitter. Last week, Mr. Hudka, who lived for 10 years in exile in the Netherlands, having been forced out of Czechoslovakia in 1978, laid into his fellow singer-songwriter Jaromír Nohavica for his collaboration with the secret police at the end of the 1980s. Over the weekend, Mr. Nohavica hit back, saying that he was forced into it and that his secret police file had been doctored. Rosie Johnston has more.
Udavač z Těšína, koncert mu začíná, vtíravým hlasem svým bude nám zpívat.
The press was ablaze last week with talk of Mr. Hudka's new song, Udavač, The Snitch, about a folk singer cum police informer from the Silesian town of Těšín, Mr. Nohavica's home. In an interview with Radio Prague, this is what Jaroslav Hudka had to say about his fellow folk singer Jaromír Nohavica and the files that had been found showing he collaborated with the communist secret police.
He
simply refuses to comment about it. When one of the folk singers he reported upon, Karel Kryl, once asked him what the whole deal with the report was, he denied it all outright. Then this document appeared about a year and a half ago, and he disputed it. But there is nothing to dispute. This document simply exists.
Mr. Nohavica, who's a massive star here in the Czech Republic, stands accused of providing the secret police, or STB, with sensitive information about the exiled folk singer Karel Kryl, whom he met on a trip to Vienna in 1989. In the past, he's been heavily criticised by Mr. Hudka and indeed the late Karel Kryl himself for refusing to talk about the incident.
Buď vítán zase mezi svými.
But over the weekend, Mr. Nohavica did respond to his critics, posting a song on his website which he dedicated to Karel Kryl back when they met in 1989, looking forward to the time when Mr. Kryl would be able to return to his native Czechoslovakia, and offering him a place to sleep if ever he should be passing through. The song, which you just heard, was called Buď vítán, or Welcome.
Buď vítán. Na jičínské radniční věži hodiny pomalu jdou. Přes náměstí trafikantka běží s novinami nad hlavou.
Earlier today, I asked music critic Petr Doruška whether he thought this response was sufficient.
It's very difficult to transfer information between that era and this era, because people who are living now, they really cannot feel, cannot understand, and cannot believe what at that time was really happening. So, if I'm thinking if this is going to bring something good or bad, so I hope it will press Nohavica somehow to dig into the past, and because he has the talent to put very, very unbelievable things in words, so I hope it will press him to write something which will help contemporary audiences to understand how things went in the past.
And what does Mr. Doruška think about Jaroslav Hudka's role in all of this?
After 89, many of these singers, including the very, very talented ones, just had lost their vision. They didn't come up with very new songs, with very interesting songs, and Hudka, unfortunately, was one of them. I wouldn't say it's predictable, but I think you can understand, probably he's trying to create some more interest from the audience. But if you compare what he's singing and writing now and, in this special song and between what he used to be, the conclusion, it's, I would say, tragic.
This bust-up doesn't seem to have done much to dampen sales of Mr. Nohavica's records, but pressure is mounting upon him to explain his relationship with the secret police in full.
And thanks to Rosie Johnson for that report.